This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're having a special focus on food this week, so I thought it would be good to take a closer look at the food industry itself. How is the food industry faring in the modern economic climate? A recent report by the Australian Food and Grocery Council with KPMG found that the industry is under pressure from rising imports and falling exports. Dr. Geoffrey Annison is Deputy Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Now, your report indicated that food and grocery manufacturing is now a net importer, is that right? How's the industry changing?
Well, as you know, Australia's got a long history in food and non-food grocery manufacturing. So, of course, food products are very familiar to your listeners, but also the non-food groceries. These are things that are commonly found on the supermarket shelves, like home cleaning products and house cleaning products. When you put them all together, these fast-moving consumer goods, our report has said that we're now in a trade deficit. So we're importing more than we need. However, we are still a net exporter of processed foods.
Okay, so when it comes to just food, processed food, and also I guess raw food, like just wheat, we're exporting more, but it's those other manufactured products, is it, that's tipping the balance? Is that right?
Well, the main problem is you're quite right. We still, of course, export a great deal of commodity products. So we export a lot of wheat, we export a lot of meat. And we have historically had a growing export industry in processed foods. However, in the last 5 years or so, the amount of processed food we've been exporting has been in a decline. It's gone down considerably. Coupled with that, there's been an increase in the importation of processed foods. So our trade balance in processed foods is decreasing, and this is a worry to the industry.
I read yesterday that Australia is now importing more food from China than we export. Is that the case?
Certainly, yes. We've got we're importing more foods from countries all over the world, and this reflects a number of issues, but it basically comes down to the competitiveness of the manufacturing sector here in Australia.
And can consumers be confident that food imported from places like China is safe? Because there's a lot of concern about that.
Consumers should understand that all foods, whether they're imported or manufactured in Australia, have to comply with Australian food regulations, and there's a fundamental requirement that those foods are safe. Notwithstanding that, it's certainly there is an argument that if we have food manufactured here in Australia, it's much more easy for the regulators to maintain control and maintain surveillance over them to ensure that, in fact, all of our regulatory requirements are being met.
Yeah, well, there's only so many times an Australian food inspector can visit a factory in the Philippines or something.
Well, that's a good point. Of course, food is inspected as it comes across our borders. But, I mean, our concern is that it's not just about food safety. Of course, we are Australia's largest manufacturing industry in the processing food sector. We create jobs around the country. Half of those are in rural and regional Australia. We bring in foreign earnings. So there's a lot of benefits to having a food manufacturing industry here, you know, above and beyond the immediate concerns about health and safety.
Sure. It strikes me that there's a few things going on at the moment that are changing, I guess, the economic climate. One of those is energy prices going up. Is that something that's going to affect the food industry?
Well, of course, we're not an energy-intensive industry, but we do use energy in the processing of food, as is the case in many parts of the economy. And, of course, the price of energy is going up. The price of food raw materials is going up, which is good for the farmers, but it still impacts upon the manufacturing sector. The price of labour is going up, which is good, I suppose, in some respects, but it, again, undermines the competitiveness of the industry. The exchange rate is going in the wrong direction for food manufacturers. It makes it harder to export and easier to import. And on top of that, of course, in the retail space, there's a highly concentrated retail sector, which makes it very difficult for food manufacturers to bargain successfully with the retailers and maintain margins.
Mm. Is the food industry also concerned about the impact of irrigation cuts in the Murray-Darling Basin?
Well, of course, that's a concern in the longer term. Obviously, if there's less product being produced, and that could be a result of a reduction in irrigation, it means there's less throughput in the factories, which means they lose economies of scale, which means they become less competitive, which means more chance of them shutting down and shifting operations offshore to another region. So that is a concern in the longer term.
Okay, but overall, is the food industry in good shape, do you think?
Look, the food industry is certainly not on its knees, and we don't want to give that impression. Some of the lead indicators are going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. We've called upon governments to step in, and we're pleased that the Commonwealth Government has said that they will develop a national food plan in consultation with the industry and, of course, other stakeholders. And the states and territories are also looking at developing food strategies and food plans. But now, this is a case of trying to act preemptively and making sure that against a future which is a little bit uncertain in terms of climate change, a little bit uncertain in terms of global politics and geographies and so on, that if we want food security, we need a food manufacturing here in Australia. Let's just make sure we get the business environment right so that it is conducive to that happening.
Yeah, there certainly is a sort of growing talk and concern about food security for all those reasons you mentioned. Before I let you go, though, I just want to very briefly touch on the changing demands of consumers, because it seems that there is, at least anecdotally, there's growing interest in things like organics, growing concerns about additives in processed food, about obesity and the marketing of junk food to children, which are all things I'm talking about on my program this week. You know, has the food industry really been quick enough reacting to these changing consumer concerns about health and well-being and the social impacts of food? Is the industry catching up with all of that?
Well, look, I think, the first thing on additives, as I said, there are regulations about foods being safe, and all additives that are allowed in foods have gone under the most rigorous of testing. So that's not a real issue. Notwithstanding that, organic foods, has been a growing sector of the market, and that demonstrates that our food systems is responsive to consumer needs. Regarding obesity, well, of course, this is a substantial challenge, and the food industry has produced a lot of products which are low in energy, low in fat, low in sugar and so on and so forth. Not only that, we've introduced front-of-pack labelling to help consumers select the foods that they need to help them with healthy diets. And we're talking to the government in informal partnerships, looking at the way foods can be reformulated. So we think that within the food industry, we're doing what we can to address these issues, and we're always looking for new initiatives. But of course, finally on the obesity issue, we had a major report come out last year on obesity. It did a thorough examination of the issue, and it was unable to identify one single causal factor related to obesity. There are a lot of factors involved in the obesity debate. It's a lifestyle issue. It's about how much time people spend in physical exercise, because it's basically an energy in and energy out, how they go about eating, how they choose portion size. But all of those things need to factor into it, and we're certainly very interested in being part of the solution rather than the problem and working towards that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you, so thank you very much.
That's Dr. Geoffrey Annison. He's Deputy Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.